Today, it'll be warm with a high near 81 degrees, and clouds will increase tonight. Could be a shower or thunderstorm anytime late tonight and during the day tomorrow. The low tonight, 63, inland 68, lakeside. Tomorrow's high temperature between the storms, 83. Thursday could start with a shower or thunderstorm, then turn partly sunny, high 83. Likely to be rain-free on Friday. The chance of thunderstorms will exist this weekend, but much of the time is likely to be rain-free. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400, WRJN.
Right now it's 72 degrees in Kenosha, 70 Burlington, Milwaukee 73, 72 in Racine. I'm Tom Carkle, WRJN News.
Holy moly, it's nice out there.
Yeah.
Have you been out since the sun's been up?
I haven't been out since I came in.
What time did you get in?
Well, except when I picked up something outside on the porch. That was about 6 o'clock.
Sun was just coming up then.
Yeah.
What time did you get in?
About 1.
I could not go to bed last night.
Why?
Well, I took a late nap after I got back from the radio station, and I had a late lunch.
How long was the nap?
It's a solid 2 hours.
No, shouldn't do that.
Well?
Should only be a short period of time.
I'm new at this, TK.
Yeah.
So I took a long nap, and then here come the Cubbies playing the Fighting Friars from San Diego, late game, 9 o'clock start.
And you just had to watch it.
Well, I certainly watched the beginning of it, and then I thought, you know, okay, 10 o'clock, I'll get in bed. No, watched the entire game and still was not tired at 12:30, and thought, maybe I'll just go in and, like, start my preparation for the show. But I thought I might freak you out if I was here when you walked in at 1.
No.
No.
Nope.
You're prepared for all contingencies.
I have been through a lot of things over the years here.
Like what? What's one that comes to your mind when you said that right now?
There was a loud noise in the neighborhood. Let's put it that way.
What kind of loud noise?
A loud noise.
Like an explosion?
A loud noise.
What kind of loud noise?
A loud noise.
What, you don't, obviously, you're not going to tell me.
But anyway, it was a loud noise and.
Did it scare you?
Yes.
Okay.
I dipped below the windows behind the brick wall.
Oh, that kind of loud noise.
A loud noise.
Yeah.
Okay. Trying to be nice.
Uh huh.
So that's the thing I remember. But there's been other things.
Well, there's a reason that we locked the door.
I had a cat here one morning. Found a cat.
Inside the.
No, it was outside.
Black cat?
No, just a cat. So we had someone who was on the staff who was cat person, so I contacted her for help. The cat, when we had turntables in the production room, in fact, in this room, when we had turntables, brought the cat in, and it curled up on the turntable stayed there.
Did you give it a ride?
No. No, that would be not a good thing.
Did you name the cat?
No.
Well, if I'm ever up that late again, I can come in and you won't be freaked out or concerned.
No, because I will hear the little noise that happens when the door opens, you know.
Well, but that would, nobody ever comes in here at that hour except for you, right?
No. There have been other people.
Oh, it does happen.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Got big news in the Klein family.
What's that?
My son Judah got engaged.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, I'm happy for him.
There's still time.
I'm happy for him. You know, people know. Because I do the relationship coaching. I'm not a big fan of the marriage these days. I'm just not. I tell people if you want to get divorced, get married. If you don't want to get divorced, don't get married.
One person's perspective.
Well, it's my perspective. That's what I have. I have my perspective. So then when the announcement came out on the Facebook that Judah and Candace, who I love, by the way, had gotten engaged. Of course, then here come all the phone calls. What do you think? What do you think? And they know what I think. But I just support my kids, make their decisions, hope for the best. That's what I do. He'll be number 2 to go. I got 6, you know. He'll be the second one with spouse. I'll have to go back to Florida for the wedding. That won't be a rough assignment.
When's that supposed to be?
It's next year sometime. I'm hoping in the winter.
You better hope not.
Why?
Well, at least after January.
Why?
Football.
Oh, that's a very good point. I know. It can't be during the Super Bowl weeks.
It can't be any time during the season.
Right, because Clemens leaves to cover the Packers and then the Super Bowl for a couple weeks, and your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host gets to fill in for him.
Yeah, and he may outrank you.
No, not may. He does, so for sure. Thank you, sir. Uh-huh. Always a pleasure. There he goes, the great Tom Carco. It is 18 minutes until 10 o'clock. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host and play-by-play man and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice package, Glenn Klein. We are going to be joined by the intermediator himself, Chris Harrington, on the other side of sports next on Your Radio Friend.
How many fish have you caught here, Grandpa?
I don't think I can count that high, honey.